Hi listeners, this is Stella from Oroville Radio. Today is the Mother's birthday, and this morning hundreds of Orovillians joined the morning meditation at the Matra Mandir Amphitheatre. Meditation started at 5:45. The birds were still asleep and the sun had not risen yet. What you are going to hear now is a short extract from the Mother's words that filled the air when everyone was seated.
By thy heart, fashion, by thy heart to mine, and lay my splendid yoke upon thy soul.
After meditation, participants told me how they experienced the meeting. So let's listen to those who went to the meditation this morning and see how they feel about it.
So when I arrived, people were filtering out. It was a magical and mystical morning. The faces of the people were really smiley and shiny through the mist. I felt the energy was really nice and special. I didn't hear the mother's words, but I felt it in the faces of the people.
I actually felt it was quite beautiful this morning. It was very quiet, and initially there was actually dogs that caused quite a ruckus, but after that it really settled down, and there was I found the mist quite profound this morning. And as we came in first, I was just very taken by the Matra Mandir. It was all lit up and it was very clear between the trees. Later this really, really deep mist came down, and normally one can see the sun rising, you know, so that was absent this morning. So it was different. But, and I loved the reading this morning as well. It was quite profound. So I've had a good morning.
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, in earlier days, actually, I also liked it when there was a bonfire and children would afterwards play around, so it was more lively. Now I find it a little bit, in that sense, reduced, sensually reduced. Mm. But the atmosphere is nice, very concentrated.
I like the experience, but I also think it's very sterile, maybe too organized. But we had a walk around Matra Mandir afterwards, so it's very nice.
I would prefer music instead of poetry reading.
Very nice. From my soul, it feels very calm and quiet. Just, I don't want to leave this place. Actually, my both sisters, they also, my elder sister now, she is coming since 1998. Every year she is coming here. This is my first year, but I like it very much. Today I came here at 4:00, morning 4:00.
4:00.
We, all three. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Nice experience. I can't express in words, mm-hmm. but I feel it.
Very nice.
She's from
Calcutta. Same attitude, yeah, same experience. Mm-hmm. I like it very.
And you liked it, Jay?
Every year I come here. So, what do you
say? Actually, she invites us to this place because she likes it very much.
I like the gathering together of people very much. The meditation we can do anywhere. The voice, it's really irrelevant what it says, and it doesn't mean a lot, but you can pretend it does. It's very beautiful to get together with the whole community and to share nature, to share all the beauty of this area. No, it would be good if we had these things more often, but maybe not too often, and they lose their value.
I like this experience today, this morning, at the Matra Mandir, because I think meditating with a lot of other people is like sharing something. And by the way, the day was just beginning, so when you arrived, it's night, and when you open your eyes, one hour after, it's day, so it was something great, I guess. But there was a lot of disturbing sounds around, dogs, and music, and it was not really easy to focus. But anyway, I guess I liked it.
So when the recording came on, I was really trying to tune into the words because it was offered as part of the meditation. And I was trying to feel like a real deep truth in what she was saying, and it sounded like just words, like I couldn't get past the words. Whether that was me or her, or I don't know. But I would have liked to just really go into myself and into the space and into the quiet.
I'm now talking to Shradhavan. She came to Oroville in 1970, which is more than 40 years ago, and her name was given her by the mother. She's looking after Savitri Bhavan, which aspires to be a center for spiritual education, aiming to realize human unity. Shradhavan is giving us an interview about the mother's birthday and also about the reasons why people are so enthusiastic about her. Good morning, Shradhavan.
Good morning, Stella.
It's the mother's birthday today, right?
Yes.
Why are we celebrating it?
Why are we celebrating the mother's birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we would none of us be here if it were not for the mother. She's the founder of Oroville. It's her vision and the vision of Sri Aurobindo that has brought us here. Perhaps you've read that wonderful text of hers, The Dream, A Dream, she calls it.
I did.
Yes, yeah, so that's a very inspiring text which has brought many people here. And while she was alive, I mean, while she was in her body, this day was celebrated. After 1926, Sri Aurobindo went into retirement. He withdrew, he stopped meeting people. And Mother was the mother of the ashram. She looked after all the disciples as the mother of the family. And Sri Aurobindo could only be seen at first on three special days in the year: his own birthday and Mother's birthday and the 24th of November, which was the day of a special realization that he had, that was the beginning of the ashram, mm-hmm. really. And then later on in 1939, they added one more day, the 24th of April, which was the day that the mother arrived here from Japan to stay permanently. So on those days, Mother and Sri Aurobindo, you might have seen a photograph of them both together. There's a special photograph of them both sitting together as if on a kind of throne.
At what place?
In the ashram, a special room. Sri Aurobindo, part of Sri Aurobindo's apartments in the ashram. And all the disciples, anybody who'd been accepted to come, they could file past and receive their blessings personally on those 4 days in the year. So this is one of the 4 days, and it's special for us.
Wow, it sounds really interesting. So what else can I do today to celebrate? Go for meditation, come to your gallery?
Well, this place is always open. What many people will be doing today will be going to the ashram, and there they will visit the mother's room and Sri Aurobindo's room.
In Pondicherry?
In Pondicherry, in the ashram, in the ashram main building. On these special days, we are allowed to go there and see. And so nowadays, so many people come to do that, to make that visit and try and feel the atmosphere of Mother and Sri Aurobindo, that we have to book our times. We get a little token. In those time slots, we can go and visit. So there will be thousands and thousands of people visiting the ashram today for that purpose.
I've heard many people saying that there is such a big hype about the mother, and that her values kind of turn into religion. Do you have the same impression, or Do you have anything to say against this?
I mean, Mother has specifically told us that she didn't want any religions in Oroville. But on the other hand, particularly Sri Aurobindo has said that in our human psychology, there's somehow a need for a personal contact with something higher than ourselves, which we feel to be the divine. And as long as we keep that personal and individual, then if we offer flowers or incense or pray or in any other practice that we have, singing or whatever it is, that we have a way of coming into personal contact with what we feel is higher and truer than ourselves, then nobody has the right to take that away from us. What is not good, what Mother called a religion, is when there's a fixed dogma, a teaching, which then everybody has to believe in. And she said usually that's connected with God, but she said there are some other kinds of religions, like state socialism, communism, that was also like that, that there was a dogma that you had to believe in. So Sri Aurobindo and Mother have told us that every one of us has the possibility of connecting with the origin of everything, the supreme reality, but each of us in our own unique way. And we all have the right to find that and to follow that truth in our own way. And we shouldn't go around telling other people to do it in the same way that we do. It's the truth for ourselves. So that's what we try to keep here, no? If people feel really that genuine devotion and love, they can express it in any way that they feel is appropriate. Nice. But there's no, for example, in most ashrams that you go to or spiritual communities that you go to, not only in India but anywhere in the world, there will be certain fixed things that you have to do. No, you have to get up at a certain time in the morning, and then there'll be singing perhaps, or a visit to the guru, or various different things. There'll be a whole program throughout the day. So that has never happened in the ashram, and it's never happened here in Oroville. Mother specifically said no groups in Matrimandir, for instance.
But you can only go by group, can't you?
No, you can view the outside in a group, but if you want to go to the chamber, you have to go individually. Normally, groups are not allowed. She said, that's a place for each of us. It's not like a church in that sense. It's a shrine where each of us goes individually to connect ourselves to the higher light, learn how to concentrate.
But how come it's not open for me just to go whenever I feel like?
Because it's rather small, and there's a special atmosphere to be maintained. If everybody could just go when they liked. Mother has said there can be a time each day or each week when people can just visit like that to see. But really what it's for is for individual concentration. And for that everybody has to ask personally for the right.
All right. What is the gallery about and why should people come here?
Well, Savitri Bhavan is called Savitri Bhavan. It means the home of Savitri. And it has that name because of Sri Aurobindo's poem, Savitri, which the mother has said is the supreme revelation of Sri Aurobindo's vision. Sri Aurobindo's written many books in prose to enlighten our minds, to satisfy the questions that our reason has. But he also considered himself primarily a poet. And in poetry you can say things in another way that's not addressed so much to the reason, it's addressed to some kind of inner mind and inner senses. So sometimes people can access truth more directly through poetry. And that's been done in all the ancient civilizations. All the sacred books were written in poetry. So Sri Aurobindo worked for 40 years on his big poem, Savitri. And this project, Savitri Bhavan, was started in 1994 with the aspiration to create a place here in Oroville where we could gather all kinds of materials that would help us to appreciate and understand Sri Aurobindo's Savitri better. So one of the great treasures that we've been given is a set of 472 paintings which were made in the 1960s by the mother with a young sadhika in the ashram named Huda, who died last year. And so our picture gallery is dedicated to showing those paintings. But we also are happy to show exhibitions that express spiritual values. And every year around Mother's birthday, Loretta prepares an exhibition of photographs of Sri Aurobindo and the mother. And this year she's taken the theme of the teachings of the flowers. Mother used to, with her great occult powers, she could contact the essence of the flowers and find out their spiritual significances and their special vibrations. So she's named many, many, many flowers. And so that is somehow the framework of this year's exhibition. It's focusing on the significances of the flowers and then interwoven with details about the mother's life and many little known personal anecdotes, especially to do with flowers.
When can the visitors come here?
It's open. Savitri Bhavan is open from 9 to 5 daily, and then there are special programs in the evening which we announce. And Loretta's exhibition is open from 10 to 5 up to the 6th of March. We're normally closed on Sundays, but for her exhibition, this will be open the next two Sundays.
Cool.
10 to 5.
Thank you very much for your answers. Do you have anything to say, like anything you want to add, your final statement or something you want the listeners to know?
Well, I think this day of Mother's birthday is a day when every one of her children should remember to feel deeply grateful to her for everything she's done for us. And especially here in Oroville, none of us would be here if she hadn't created this wonderful opportunity for us.
Thank you.
Thou shalt raise the earth's soul to light and bring down God into the lives of men. Earth shall be my work chamber and my house, my garden of life to plant a seed divine.